Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Elements of Taste by Peter Kaminsky and Chef Greg Kunz is a concept-driven cookbook that tries to teach cooking from the inside out, not by memorizing dishes, but by understanding how flavors behave on the palate. Rather than organizing recipes by course or main ingredient, the book proposes a practical vocabulary of taste built around 14 fundamental taste elements and groups them into four functional families. That framework is then used to structure more than 100 recipes, each designed to demonstrate how a particular taste element can shape, balance, or transform a dish. Along the way, the authors use short taste notes to describe what a recipe is doing in flavor terms and why specific ingredients appear together. The result sits between a chef cookbook and a flavor manual, aiming to help serious home cooks and professionals diagnose what is missing in a dish and adjust seasoning, acidity, aromatics, and richness with more intention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 14-element taste vocabulary for cooks. A central idea of the book is that cooks benefit from a shared, precise language for flavor, similar in spirit to how wine tasting uses descriptive terms to communicate nuance. Kaminsky and Kunz propose 14 basic taste elements that show up repeatedly in restaurant cooking and in everyday eating, and they use those elements as a way to name what you are sensing, not just what you are cooking. In this system, tastes include familiar drivers like salty and sweet, as well as more chef-specific descriptors such as floral, herbal, funky, and picante. The point is not to replace the classic basic tastes, but to give working cooks a broader set of labels that better match real-world dishes. Once you can name a taste quality, you can talk about it, compare versions of a dish, and troubleshoot with more accuracy. The framework encourages readers to taste actively and to notice how a small addition can shift perception, for example by adding brightness, depth, or aromatic lift. This vocabulary becomes the organizing logic for the recipes and the commentary that follows them. Secondly, four functional groups, push, pull, punctuate, and platforms, the book does more than list taste elements, it classifies them by how they function in a composed dish. The authors group the 14 tastes into four families: tastes that push, tastes that pull, tastes that punctuate, and taste platforms. Pushing tastes are described as those that amplify or heighten other flavors, with examples that include salty, sweet, and picante. Pulling tastes draw the palate in different directions and can steer a dish toward tangy, aromatic, herbal, or fermented dimensions, with examples such as tangy tinted, spiced aromatic, floral herbal, bulky, and funky. Punctuating tastes add a sharp edge or contrast, including sharp and bitter, and they can make a dish feel cleaner, more defined, or more dramatic. Platforms are the base flavors a dish sits on, and the book describes platforms such as garden, meaty, oceanic, and starchy. This categorization is meant to help readers think structurally: what is the base, what is providing lift, what is adding contrast, and what is making everything taste more intense. Recipes organized by taste, not by course or ingredient. A distinctive feature is the way the book arranges its recipe collection around the taste framework, rather than around typical cookbook categories. Instead of separating chapters into appetizers, mains, and desserts, or grouping dishes by protein, the recipes are placed under the taste elements and platforms they are meant to illustrate. This structure turns the book into a reference for flavor building if you want to explore spiced aromatic cooking, or understand how a funky note can deepen a sauce. You can browse recipes that are intentionally designed around those effects. The approach also helps readers break out of habitual pairings by showing how similar taste goals can be achieved with different ingredients and techniques. Because the recipes are framed as examples of taste logic, they can be used as templates. A reader can swap proteins, adjust intensity, or change seasonal produce while keeping the same taste intent. The book is still a cookbook with clear instructions, but its organization pushes the reader toward thinking like a developer, choosing a taste destination first, and then selecting the ingredients that get you there. Fourthly, taste notes is a tool for analysis and creative decision-making. Many recipes are accompanied by short taste notes that function like commentary on what is happening in the dish and what the cook should pay attention to. These notes echo the idea of tasting notes in wine, but they are grounded in kitchen decisions where the brightness comes from, what provides depth, how sweetness is being used, or how an aromatic element changes the finish. The value is that the reader is not only told what to do, but is also given a reason to taste for specific outcomes. That helps build intuition for balancing elements such as richness against acidity, or salt against sweetness, or aromatic top notes against savory bases. The taste notes also encourage experimentation because they point to the role each component plays. When you understand the role, you can adjust or substitute while preserving the intent. In practical terms, this makes the book useful beyond any single dish. It becomes a coaching tool for developing a palate, learning to describe what you taste, and translating that perception into smarter seasoning and ingredient choices. Lastly, an advanced home cook friendly path to restaurant style flavor. Although the framework is conceptual, the book is aimed at cooks who want results in the kitchen, not only theory. Kunz is known for high-end restaurant experience, and the recipes are designed to communicate the kind of layered flavor often associated with professional cooking. Readers often worry that chef-driven books require elaborate prep or rare ingredients, but the appeal here is that the explanations and structure can make ambitious flavor more approachable. The taste categories provide a map start with a platform, then decide how to push, pull, and punctuate, and the dish becomes easier to design and correct. The recipe set includes a substantial amount of savory cooking and is often noted as especially rewarding for meat-oriented readers, while still teaching principles that apply equally to vegetables, seafood, and starch-based dishes. The broader lesson is transferable once you grasp how these taste elements behave. You can apply the method to your own pantry and preferences. In that sense, the book aims to move readers from following recipes to understanding flavor construction. In conclusion, The Elements of Taste fits best for serious home cooks, culinary students, and working professionals who want to become more intentional about flavor rather than simply more competent at technique. Readers who already cook comfortably and find themselves asking why a dish tastes flat, heavy, or one-dimensional will gain the most, because the book offers a diagnostic way to think, identify the platform, then decide what needs to push, pull, or punctuate. The practical benefit is improved control over seasoning and balance, plus a clearer sense of how aromatics, acidity, sweetness, and savory depth interact. Intellectually, it trains attention by giving language to sensations that cooks often experience but struggle to describe, making it easier to learn from tasting and to communicate about food. What makes it stand out among cookbooks is its organizing premise. Many books teach cuisine, technique, or ingredient knowledge this one foreground's taste structure and uses recipes as demonstrations of a broader method. For readers ready to evolve beyond strict recipe following, it functions as both a cookbook and a framework for creating new dishes with restaurant-level clarity and confidence. If you would like to support Peter Kaminsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.